Following months of relentless pressure by the DA, we have now received information that President Cyril Ramaphosa intends to place the Director General of the Public Service Commission, Dr. Dovhani Mampiswana, on precautionary suspension with full pay. The DA rejects with contempt this latest transparent effort to protect Mampiswana's income stream, who is a known ANC cadre. Instead of safeguarding taxpayer money by immediately firing Mampiswana and instituting criminal procedures, Ramaphosa intends to continue funneling taxpayer funds into the pocket of an ANC cadre who has turned South Africa's premier public ethics watchdog into a cesspit of corruption. Ramaphosa's latest attempt to protect Mampiswana's 2 million rand annual salary comes after he has sat on his hands since February, when Advocate Smanga Setene from the Office of the State Attorney first recommended that Ramaphosa must immediately suspend Mampiswana. The President failed to act and also failed to fire Mampiswana even after Setene's report confirmed on the 8th of July that the Director General had illegally influenced the appointment of his mistress and the mother of his child, Boitumelo Mogoe, to the position of Chief Director for Professional Ethics in the PSC. On the basis of these findings, the DA has already laid criminal charges against both Mampiswana and Mogoe. While the DA has acted decisively against what Advocate Setene calls nepotism par excellence, Ramaphosa has tried to deflect the findings against the corrupt pair by bizarrely instituting a second investigation. Now that his strategy is cracking under DA pressure, the President is trying to place Mampiswana on suspension with full pay to make it look like he has taken action. The DA calls on South Africans to see through this ruse. There is overwhelming evidence that the ANC's own Bonnie and Clyde committed crimes against the people of South Africa. They must not receive another cent in taxpayer money, be fired immediately, be held criminally liable, and the state must recoup all money illegally paid to these bandits. The DA also reiterates our warning that if Ramaphosa continues to try and deflect and evade his responsibility, we will obtain legal advice to hold the President legally accountable for breaching his constitutional duty to promote and sustain a high standard of professional ethics in the public service.